It is traditional. It is the opening of Cactus League play here for us, and it's tradition that we have Mark Appelman with us. He's the Chief Executive Officer of SABR, Society for American Baseball Research. And Mark joins us because every spring we have the analytical the conference sponsored by SABR, and the Giants have a big part in it, and it is coming up, and we know so many people come down here for spring training, so it gives you a chance to talk about it and let us know what's going on.
It's exciting to be here. It's always this become a tradition. It's hard to believe this is the sixth year that we've done the analytics conference here in spring training. This year it'll be March 9th through 11th. It's at the Hyatt in downtown Phoenix. And once again, this is a conference that really highlights the importance that analytics has become in baseball, both from a team level, a fan level, fantasy league level. Everybody is so involved now in the analytics. Some of the people we have at this year's conference, every year we try and shake it up a little bit, but we've got Randy Johnson and Luis Gonzalez are going to be talking a little bit about analytics and how it's changed since when they played. We've got Bill James, who is basically the father of sabermetrics and one of the early Sabre members back in the 70s. Brian Kenny will be there. We've got Jed Hoyer from the world champion Cubs, Jerry DePoto, Mike Hazen are on the GM panel. Jessica Mendoza from ESPN is joining us, and she's very much into the analytics of catching. She had been a catcher, so we're going to talk a little bit about that. We've got research presentations on sort of the breaking new things in analytics, a lot going on now, particularly on the defensive end and the pitching end. And so, I mean, I could go on and on, but it's really exciting the way this conference has grown. And as you mentioned, you know, the Giants are one of the Cactus League teams here that's very supportive of the conference. And in past years, we've had many of the Giants there, Larry Bear, Bobby Evans, they've all spoken at the conference.
All right. Mark Appelman with us. He is the Chief Executive Officer of SABR, and the conference is coming up March 9th through 11th. I know I ask you this often. If let's say we have a listener listening in New York and says, boy, I'd love to be there, but I can't get down there. Is there any way to access any of this information for people who can't get here?
We do put audio of a lot of the panels on our website, which is sabr.org. That's sabr.org. And we do have some video sometimes. You can imagine it's sort of tricky with some of the people involved in terms of using that video and putting it on. But if you go to sabr.org, we do have audio and written accounts of a lot of the conference. And if you're in New York and it's cold and you want to come out here, join us. You can register up till the last minute, either at the conference or on sabr.org. And as I said, we get quite a few people who are coming out here for spring training who are interested in it. You know, the whole sort of allure of analytics has really spread, you know, in the last 6 years since we first started this conference to now.
Boy, great to have Mark with us and just talk about it. What's your feeling about spring training and the Cactus League and everything that, you know, you and I, traditionally, we start our first show together with the conference coming up. What do you think about this beautiful scene out here in Scottsdale?
Oh, I love it. Just walking here this morning, I mean, it's a little cool, but it's beautiful, and getting into the park. And, I mean, it reminds me of days. I mean, I started going to spring training in Florida with my dad when I was a kid, and then I was fortunate enough to cover spring training for years when I was a sports writer, although I was in Yuma with the Padres, which wasn't quite being out here at Scottsdale Stadium.
The 310 to Yuma.
Exactly.
All right.
But I just love it, and I love the Cactus League. I mean, as great as Florida is, and it has a lot of great things, I think it's just so much easier to get around here in Arizona, and the weather's perfect. And, spring training is always one of my favorite times of year.
All right. Let's go back to the conference for a second, March 9th through the 11th down here. How has it grown attendance-wise? Just think back to the first year to what you anticipate this year.
Yeah, I mean, we're probably probably this year going to get somewhere in the 500 range, and we expect to have just about every team there. You know, a couple of Florida teams may not make it, but from the first year where, you know, we had maybe a couple of hundred and it was Cactus League teams, but only a few of the Florida teams send people, you know. It's interesting about the Florida teams, because what we find is that as soon as one team registers, particularly if their rivals are in the same division, the others come. So if suddenly, you know, Tampa Bay, which traditionally sends two or three people, within a day or two, Red Sox have registered, and then usually the Yankees send one or two. So sort of funny how they sort of all want to keep up and make sure, you know, they're not missing anything in terms of the next thing with analytics.
Yeah, pretty good. And as far as the regular folks showing up, a pretty good crowd?
Yeah, very good crowd. As I said, it's just, you know, so many people are involved in this now, either from following their team and realizing what the team, every team now, I mean, when we started 6 years ago, not every team had an analytics team, you know, division. Yeah. Now, not only does every team have it, but some teams have as many as, you know, 8, 10, 12 people in their analytics division. So, but fans who are into the fantasy or just want to know more about, you know, how their teams are making decisions based on analytics, I mean, as you know, following it, it just becomes a bigger and bigger part of the game.
Yeah, defense and pitching, this is the latest thing now, what they're trying to do. And Bobby Evans and I were talking about this morning, trying to figure out what down here would jump out at an analytical person from spring training. And we talked about hard hits, and they don't necessarily have the radar guns for the velocity off the bat, so you have to use your eyes a little bit more for that, but that's something that he likes to look at, how the ball is hit off the bat.
Right.
So we're talking about that. Hey, great to have you with us, as always. Good to see you. And one of these days, I know I'm always working for this thing on the weekend, so it's hard for me to get there, but it's really good. I know it's well attended, and it's a big part of baseball, so I appreciate having you on.
Well, thanks for having me again. And again, it's March 9th through 11th at the Hyatt in downtown Phoenix, the Sabre Analytics Conference, and we'd love to see you. And again, thanks for having me.
Very good, Mark Appleman. I'm going to look online, too. Believe me, I want to hear some of this stuff online.